Would everyone in the Senate chambers, as well as our guests in the upper galleries, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From the 25th Psalm we hear, all the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his decrees. Almighty God, we know we often see things from a different perspective, yet we hope we can find and see the good that each bill will provide the people of this state. And Lord, help us find ways to bring the best into each bill so we are proud of what we have done together. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean,
here.
Beck, Bernskeeter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson,
here.
Serapoy, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Gannon,
here.
Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May,
here.
Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder,
here.
Razor,
here.
Riddle,
here.
Rizzo,
here.
Roberts,
here.
Rowden,
here.
Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White,
here.
Whelan,
aye.
Williams.
Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Senator from the 8th is also here. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 36th day, Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though it hadn't been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that the reading in the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I have two sets of guests I'd like to introduce today. The first, to your left and my right, is our local district winner for the Missouri Alliance of Arts Education Award Ceremony. We have Anna K. Van Gilder, is a senior at Carl Junction. She's here with her mother, Bobby Ryan, and her friend Zoe Cook. I'd like the body to please make them feel welcome.
Let's make this Arts Award welcome winner welcome in the Senate chamber along with her guests. Congratulations.
And Mr. President, I would also like to introduce some of my constituents that are up today to testify on House bills. We have...
If we could keep our conversations to a minimum or take them in the side galleries so we can hear the Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have Jonah Spaker and Zeke Spaker and their mother, Angela Spaker, excuse me if I didn't do the last name right, from Webb City. Again, they're here to testify on House bills today, so they're being involved in our legislative process. And I'd like the body to please make them feel welcome.
Guests from Webb City, please rise. Would the Senate make them feel welcome today? Introduction of guests, the Senator from the 4th.
Mr. President, I would like to introduce a very special guest.
Please proceed.
Mr. President, to your right and my left, today I have Samantha Ferguson Knight as a very special guest. Samantha is visiting the Capitol today for her confirmation hearing to the Missouri Community Service Commission. She has already had a career steeped in public service. She served seniors and low-income adults in St. Louis for LifeWise, where she manages grant writing as well as collaborations with community partners. I am confident that Samantha will be an important addition to the Community Service Commission. Please help me make her feel welcome.
Will the body please make our guest feel welcome? Introduction of guest, Senator from Cass.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two introductions of special guests. First, to my left and your right, we have Chelsea, Corey, and Brian O'Sullivan. They're up here, and her teacher, Candy Hill. They're up from Lamar, if you guys could stand up. She was the winner of the art contest for the Senate contest, and would love the body to make them feel welcome. She has did an amazing job on her art project, and thank them for coming up. If the body can make them feel welcome.
The body, please make our guests feel welcome. Welcome to Missouri Senate.
And
Senator from Cass, you may continue.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also have a very, my son is actually the page of the day, walking and delivering the papers. First honorary pages, Garrett Gordon, my son, and Jackson McLaughlin also would like to make them pages of the day. They're up here with their private school. If they could also stand as well. In the upper gallery from Harrisonville Classical Christian Academy in Harrisonville. My wife, Athena, is over here with them as a chauffeur. And Paula Cole, teacher. We have Justin Jones, Garrett Gordon, Jackson McLaughlin, Olivia Barrett, Gracie Scott, Mackenzie Jones, Kennedy Adams, Lance Bowling, Carl Bowling, and Will Martin. If the body could make them feel welcome, and I would like to thank them for coming today.
The body, please make our guests feel welcome. Introduction of guest,
Garrett.
Senator from the 14th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I did not see that one coming, but I appreciate it. If the body could recognize, to my right and to your left, I have some very special guests here as well. A few of my neighbors, we can recognize Noah Kleinler, Rabbi Jeffrey Abraham, Dan Neese, Susie Neese, Maharet Rory Picker Neese, all from my hometown in University City, as well as Amy Quow Hammerman and Calvino Hammerman. If we could recognize them, I would highly appreciate it. And one more thing, Mr. President, if we could also do a special recognition to Susie Neese. This is her first time ever being in the Capitol as well as the Senate chambers. So if we can recognize them today, I will highly appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Let's welcome our guests in the Missouri Senate. Introduction of guest, Senator from Scott.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to introduce some special guests. To my right and to your left, I have Mr. Percy Menzies and Aaron Laxton, both of who has worked with me for some time now in the area of recovery and addiction. They are with Assisted Recovery Centers of America, and I'd like for the body to make them feel welcome.
Welcome to the Missouri Senate. Introduction of guest, Senator from the 13th.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my left and your right, I have Lakaya Bell. She's an art exhibit winner this year in my district, and I'd like you to welcome to the Senate.
Let's welcome our guests to the Missouri Senate. Introduction of guest, Senator from the 8th.
Thank you, Mr. President. My world makes sense now. To your left and my right in the beautiful blue jacket is my wife, Connie. We celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary last week, and she came down today. We're having some meetings and hopefully lunch later, and I would ask the body most of us know her. I'd ask the body to make her feel very welcome.
Welcome to the Missouri Senate and happy anniversary. Introduction of guest, Senator from the 17th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I apologize for offending you earlier, apparently. I'd like to introduce some very special guests. My constituents and neighbors are here. Judge Jane Brown, who serves as the Director of Public Housing in Kansas City, and Tom Brown, who retired after serving as the Chief of Staff for Congressman Sam Graves, and he's here for his appointment hearing for the Clay County Board of Elections. I've known them for most of my life. They have pictures of me from the awkward middle school years. So for that reason and many others, I ask that you give them a warm welcome.
Let's welcome our guests in the Missouri Senate. Thank you, Senator. And by the way, it's just a normal day. So introduction of guest, Senator in the 20th.
Introduce special guests. To my left and to your right, Mr. President, I have with me constituents from the community of Nixa, is Matt Ridpath, Cheryl Carter, and her daughter, Tori Carter. Tori is the recipient of the award for the art project, and I'm gonna make special note of it because if you see it on the way to the garage, it will catch your eye. She not only drew a portrait of her friend, she did so using words. It is stellar and amazing, the amount of intellect and talent to go into that. And so I applaud her effort and would like to ask that everyone welcome her for a special
guest. Let's welcome
our
special guest to the Missouri Senate. Introduction of guest. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees, and I ask that you recognize me for a report.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam President, Madam Secretary, would you please read the report?
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills Numbers 775, 751, and 640, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished to the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Rowden, Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, Veterans, and Military Affairs will meet in Senate Room Hearing 1 upon adjournment.
Thank you, Senator. Announcements. Senator from Boone.
Before the body, I move that the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from Senator from Boone. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. Senate will stand in recess until 2 p.m. today.